Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
Oh boy, it's the Ask Her segment. Michelle, we got some good ones here.
We do.
So we're dipping into red wine for the first one. One of our wonderful Ask Her questions is, what are the health benefits of drinking red wine? You know, we all took this question for a reason. It wasn't just that we're going to rattle off a laundry list of the health benefits of drinking red wine, but just bringing up the whole issue of alcohol in women. So let's look at the health benefits first.
So let's look at those. It's red wine is good for your heart. So red wine contains resveratrol. Say that twice, three times quickly. A powerful antioxidant compound. So resveratrol also protects your heart and arteries against the effects of saturated fat in your diet. So drinking one or two glasses of red wine a day can help protect your heart. Also, red wine contains antioxidants. In addition to the resveratrol, red wine contains a number of other antioxidants which can slow the signs of aging, Pam, and prevent a number of degenerative illnesses like type 2 diabetes, for example. So drinking one or two glasses of red wine each day can help protect you from many of the diseases of elderly people, such as even osteoporosis, which I had no idea. Next one, red wine prevents cancer. So there's more and more evidence saying that red wine in moderation can help prevent cancer, again, the antioxidants. It also helps with the degenerative conditions like Alzheimer's, type 2 diabetes, and cardiovascular disease. So scientists have really found that this resveratrol helps in many ways and can penetrate actually the cancerous cells, and which helps kill the cells off. That occurs when, that's what happens when the cells die and dissolves. It's removed by the white cells of your immune system. So it's good on so many levels. Then you have red wine that prevents tooth decay. Who would have thought that it actually prevents tooth decay? So red wine, even non-alcoholic red wine, hardens your enamel to prevent tooth decay. Hardened enamel is more resistant to bacteria, which lives on your teeth and is responsible for the tooth decay. So those are all the reasons why you should drink red wine. With a girlfriend.
You know, yeah. And you know, you and I talked about this, Michelle, and, you know, it's not as easy as what we used to think about resveratrol and red wine per se. So I'm going to throw in a couple kickers putting on my doctor hat. One is that there's no one antioxidant or out there that's going to do everything. And so, you know, I know that resveratrol also comes in supplement form and all the rest of it. A lot of that, a lot of those studies are still, you know, percolating out there. So don't be hanging your hat on everything on these. A lot of them show promise, number one. Number two, just very recently, right at the end of 2015, beginning of 2016, there were new guidelines that you and I went over, Michelle, that addressed how much we should drink. Turns out drinking alcohol, it's actually a little bit more complex than we thought, and we actually may have overestimated the benefits and underestimated some of the potential harm. So now when you heard, you know, Michelle, when you were talking about, you know, two glasses here and there back and forth, the new guidelines actually would have you cut that in half. And really, if you looked at the guidelines strictly, they're saying that women shouldn't have alcohol any more than twice a week. So that's two glasses of wine.
We're losing all our listeners, Pam, while you're saying this.
I know. Wait a minute. I hear crashing of glass out there. They're throwing things at me. Don't hurt me, honey. I'm just the messenger here.
You're delivering the message, nobody wants to hear it.
You know, just Google it, man. You know, but seriously, I'm just telling you the latest truth. Also, that there's still controversy about wine per se or alcohol per se.
Right.
And breast cancer, and that there may be an increased risk for women who drink more than the recommended amount. by 15%. So I would sit down with your friendly neighborhood physician, your medical provider, and have a little conversation about a lot of these details. And by the way, go over to empowerher.com, Michelle's fantastic website, because we keep up to date on all of this, and ask your questions there too as well, because we're quite the beehive. So what a wonderful question. Here's the second question. Does melatonin help with sleep? Ooh, I'm going to do that one. Melatonin is a hormone made by a teeny tiny little brain gland called the pineal gland, right? And what does it do? It helps control your sleep and wake cycles. It's a very small amount of it is needed. And it's also found in foods such as meats, grains, fruits, and vegetables. Eat those vegetables, you heard me. And you could also buy it as a supplement. And what does a natural melatonin actually do in the body? It basically helps control your body clock, quite frankly. So the melatonin levels begin to rise in the mid to late evening. And they remain high for most of the night and then drop in the early morning hours. That's why you want to make sure you have plenty of it on board. As you get a little older, no, crying out loud, Michelle, here we go again. As you get a little older, everything goes to heck.
Who are you talking about? Seriously. Not us.
Be cool. Hey, and you know, some of it may actually decline as you get a little older, and that's why sleep patterns change in people who are older. So there you have that. So it's sold as a dietary supplement because it's actually used in the treatment of certain disorders. People who clearly have problems controlling sleep patterns, especially with night shifts. Ooh, that's a tough one. And then also people who have seasonal affective disorder. You know, when you get depressed, especially in the wintertime, it's really found to help them with their sleep because their sleep cycle gets way off. People have chronic cluster headaches. Pretty interesting. And also preventing or reducing problems with sleeping and confusion after people have surgery. So you want to sit down once again, you know, with your provider out there and have a conversation about whether or not this is really going to help you at all. Hey, there's one other thing I want to throw in there, and that is people who have chronic insomnia and also jet lag. You know, when people fly to Europe and they have to wake up in the morning, it's, oh my gosh. Okay, then there's one last question here. For Ask Her, and that is, should you be doing cardio before weightlifting, weightlifting before cardio? I'm going to keep it simple. Watch this. Who cares? You know, really, honestly, number one.
Take it away.
Get your behind out there to do it. Here, listen, I'm going to make it so simple. Number one, don't do some crazy cardio that goes on for 2 hours and you run a marathon. Then you're going to lift weights. What are you, nuts? You're never going to have enough energy and you're just depleted. Just simply warm up with a little cardio. You could do, you know, like 15 to 20 minutes on some machine or do something and then lift weights. That's perfectly fine. Or lift weights and do cardio. That's fine. The issue is you don't want to overdo the cardio part of this because you need enough stamina, endurance, and energy to be able to get something out of the weightlifting, because weightlifting, if you're doing it right, can really poop you out. All right, so there you have our three questions.
Wasn't that the coolest? Can I dance as my cardio? Yep. Is that cool?
You can dance all day long, because okay. I love the dance. It is so great for cardio. One of my favorite things to do, dance naked. Oh my gosh, just plug in that music. I'm just saying it out there to her radio land. So get those questions into us. We love it. We've been talking all day long about good things, melatonin, cardio, weightlifting, and red wine. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if you have a health question that you want Dr. Peek and I to answer, email it to us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.